This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Jair Bolsonaro's been meeting with Trump. We've got a clip of that for you. And then, the only way we're joined, just I never got the President of the United States with the President of Brazil, two peas in a pod.
Mr. Trump, Brazil is offering the access.
Well, we're looking at it very strongly. We're very inclined to do that. The relationship that we have right now with Brazil has never been better. I think there was a lot of hostility with other presidents. There's zero hostility with me. And we're going to look at that very, very strongly in terms of whether it's NATO or it's something having to do with alliance. But we have a great alliance with Brazil, better than we've ever had before.
A pergunta é, visto o Brasil ia receber privilégios, ele ia dar privilégios na OTAN para o Brasil. E, na verdade, nós temos uma excelente relação com o Brasil, estamos trabalhando com eles, não temos nenhuma hostilidade com o Brasil, como aconteceu antes, nossa hostilidade é zero. Então, vamos trabalhar com essa e outras alianças.
The President of Brazil is working to offer the United States access to a rocket launch site in Brazil. Americans will be able to go to Brazil without a visa. What would you like President Bolsonaro to get to Brazil, to take to Brazil as a result of this visit?
Well, we're working on different military sites and military options. We're working on visas and going in a much easier fashion. All of that is good.
I agree with that. We need Brazilian women imported.
And I think we're working on those things. One of the big elements of the relationship is trade. Brazil makes great product, and we make great product. And our trade has been never as good as it should be in the past. And in some cases, it should be far, far more. So I think our trade with Brazil will go substantially up in both directions.
By the way, the globalists have been trying to block trade with Brazil.
China
é uma das coisas que será discutida. Também sabe o senhor que o Brasil está tornando mais fácil dar vistos de entrada para o Brasil. O que que nós veremos com os Estados Unidos? Bom, estamos pensando muitas coisas, diferentes locais militares, diferentes opções. Também estamos pensando em facilitar os vistos. E uma coisa muito importante é o comércio. O comércio que nós temos com o Brasil não é tão bom como deveria ser.
E nós temos que trabalhar para que seja o melhor possível. Mr. President,
Mr. President,
what do you want to see happen in Venezuela?
Well, we don't want to say exactly. I know exactly what I want to happen in Venezuela, but we're going to be talking about different things. All options are on the table, and it's a shame what's happening in Venezuela, the death and the destruction and the hunger. Hard to believe one of the wealthiest countries is now one of the poorest and most impoverished countries. So we'll be talking about that in great length.
Venezuela, o senhor vai falar sobre a Venezuela.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. Millie Weaver is going to be coming on with us. She has incredible footage of the a pedo or Rourke, I'm sorry, he's worse than a pedophile. He likes killing viable babies, so the man that supports murdering children, she has the footage. It's up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And remember, only you can get these videos out. Only you can share the articles so people know what a monstrous little pig creature pedo or Rourke is. And just all the mindless, low IQ people that fawn and worship at this posing, preening, buck-toothed person that wants open borders and does all these weird voodoo rituals and literally eats cat poop. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I mean, this guy is a hit-and-run monster. He writes articles about raping women. I mean, I'm not kidding. He eats dirt off the street. I have the article right here. He's all in all sorts of weirdness. Perfect buck-toothed demon. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live to the dread of the globalist, of the communist, of the pedophiles, of the AOCs, the big corporate chiefs, all the control freaks. They can't stand the fact that Americana and the fact that the love of free market and the love of God and country and family is still alive, beating in our breasts, in our hearts, and in our minds. It's harder than it looks to take down the spirit of 1776. Here's Millie Weaver's report, and she'll join us live. She ran into the Lord and Savior, the Anointed One, born to run, the man from the wilderness with his billionaire wife and his father-in-law worth $28 billion funding everything. But he's a man of the people. Why, he rolls up his sleeves. So here's the report on Beto.
Pig. You're a pig.
Because I don't want to kill babies.
Oh, you kill them. You let them live so they can starve to death.
That's a liberal mindset for you. Kill the babies.
Millie Weaver reporting for InfoWars.com. We're here in Cleveland where 2020 presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke is scheduled to come speak. Beto O'Rourke has been pretty hush about which policies he supports. Let's go see if we can nail down where he stands.
Thank you for asking the question. There was a question over here.
Yes. Are you for third trimester abortions, or are you going to protect the lives of third trimester babies? Because, you know, there's really not a medical necessity for abortion. It's not a medical emergency procedure because typically third trimester abortions take up to 3 days to have. So you would, in that sense, if there was an emergency, the doctors would just do a C-section and you don't have to kill the baby in that essence. So are you for or against third trimester abortions?
So the question is about abortion and reproductive rights. And my answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes. About her own body. Yes,
sir.
How do we deal with the fact that the Supreme Court is being
sacked? Hit pause real quick. Back this up 15 seconds. It's a powerful headline Millie went with last night because we were talking on the phone and she said, what do you think the headline should be? And I'm like, well, you know, how about Beto O'Rourke endorses third trimester abortion, gets cheered. But she's like, well, I think the headline ought to be his supporters attack me. And she's probably right because that's what you're about to hear right now. And again, it's not just crazed leftists here or there. You go anywhere, their religion is killing babies for their own good because the world's going to end in 12 years. AOC said so. Please continue.
How do we deal with the fact that the Supreme Court is being sacked
again? So there you have it. Beto O'Rourke supports third trimester abortions. And when I brought up the subject, it certainly stirred up contention amongst his crowd.
Ma'am, I'm going to clear this way.
Don't push me.
Ma'am, I need to clear this out.
Don't push me. I'm just standing here.
question is about the war on drugs and the opioid crisis.
How many unborn babies have you adopted? I'm just curious how many babies you have adopted, you and your family. How many babies have you adopted? How many babies have you adopted? How many babies have you adopted?
Oh, hit pause again. Years ago, when I went out and demonstrated 10 or 15 times at abortion clinics, like 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and I've gone a few times since, they run over and they go, how many babies have you adopted? How many babies have you adopted? And then you'll say, well, actually, I've adopted one. And they go, well, it's not a black baby. Nobody wants those black babies is normally the thing. There are more people wanting to adopt each year than there are kids aborted. Did you know that number? And women get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in many cases to have the baby. But women aren't being told this, or that their body parts are being sold, or they're being kept alive and sold. That's now all confirmed. So it's always the same talking points here. Yes, people want these babies. People adopt disabled babies too. But the point is that it's a cult. Continue.
How many babies have you adopted? I haven't killed any. I've not killed any. How many have you adopted? How many have you adopted? None. You're killing them, but slowly. You're killing them slowly.
Yeah, pause again. The bioethics boards teach that if society's bad and they decide we can kill what we want because we're saving them from a bad future. That's how they dehumanize you, but in a loving, liberal way. So this guy is, you know, giving you the exact rundown. We'll talk to Millie in a moment, but understand, if you're a radio listener, you can't see this. She's just sitting there politely being screamed at with spit flying out her mouths at her because she dare approach their God. Let's continue.
Hypocrite. Pig. You're a pig. Oh, you kill them. You let them live so they can starve to death. You want to take away welfare. You want to take their mother's rights away.
You want to kill pause them. Again. Back it up 10 seconds. You could learn an entire PhD off this guy. If you don't have 2.1 kids for every two adults, and the left always goes, there isn't such thing as 2.1. Yeah, there are in the millions of people on average. We have a 2.1 replacement rate that pays for Social Security, it pays for Medicare, Medicaid, it pays for the welfare. In fact, you need a bigger population of like a replacement rate of 3 to really grow a society. But he's saying what Bill Gates taught people years ago. He said, well, if you don't give grandma health care, we can hire 10 teachers. It's that idea that if you don't have services, it creates more money. No, societies that take care of people create economies based on service. So they said, get rid of our industrial base so that we can be a service economy, but really they're just getting rid of the service economy as well. One of the main jobs is nursing homes and taking care of people. No, let's just kill their ass, and then, oh, we'll kill you too. We've got robots to replace you. That's what this is. But this guy listens to NPR, you know it, every day, and believes all of it. But the mathematics, the history, all shows he's wrong. But here he is calling a mother of two, a woman, a smart lady out there asking questions, a pig. Here he is.
You're a pig.
Because I don't want to kill babies.
Oh, you kill them. You let them live so they can starve to death. You want to take away welfare. You want to take their mother's rights away. You want to kill them, but killing them slowly. You're killing them slowly, honey. You're killing them slowly. You're killing them slowly. You're a murderess. You're a murderess. When are you going to stop killing babies?
Let me pause again. This is the leftist total inversion of reality. This is unedited. Now, first, oh, have you adopted babies? Oh, no, so you're a pig. Now you're starving them. Now you're a murderer. So they're killing the kids, but see, not killing them is murder. That's Satanism. It's an inversion. Continue.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the pig.
You're a hypocrite and a liar.
Babies?
You're a hypocrite and a liar. You're not
protecting.
You don't protect children.
They're already alive.
You're uneducated.
The babies are already alive.
You're an educated. What's your major?
You guys are.
Pause again. It's all, again, NPR, worthless college degrees. What's your major? You know, we're all gay. We're all cool, you murderer. You're not in the in crowd, you know. What's your major? Let's continue.
You don't. It takes 3 days to perform a third trimester abortion. That's not a medical procedure for an emergency.
Abortion.
I'm getting my information from abortionists and from OBGYN.
Hit pause again.
These are doctors.
She's not getting it from InfoWars, you dumb lady. She is InfoWars. Got it? Continue.
Care about my body. You only care about your body. You don't care about the bodies of unborn babies.
Are you eating cows? I bet you're eating cows, aren't you?
Eating cows? I'm sorry, I don't equate an unborn child's life to a cow.
Hit pause. This is the ultimate cult. Animals are on the same level as humans, so if you're eating cows, you're killing your baby. And they're all like this. Continue.
So you do?
That's crazy.
Well, there you have it. Beto O'Rourke just confirmed that he is for third trimester abortions. And inside, his supporters and onlookers applauded the idea of aborting third trimester babies. Hey, Beto! Is the world going to end in 12 years?
Well, I know who I'm a fan of. Her name's Millie Weaver.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE dot com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Was back at work a week after she had her second child. And I told her, take off a couple months. Told her husband, take off a few months, their husband and wife team. And she said, nope, can't stop me. And she's been more prolific since she had her second awesome baby. And if you're a radio listener, you're really missing out on getting to actually see Millie. She's also a very lovely, sweet lady. And you know why the system's attacking women and children and the entire family, because women are the heart of the family and the children are the fruit of the family, and men are supposed to defend the family, and we've advocated our responsibility. And I just noticed, and I'm not trying to shame anybody, we have a lot of great people, but it's our female reporters that are just dominating and slaying it. When you go out and you see all these Hollywood movies, like they say the heroine, the hero must be a heroine. And then it's always this anti-male deal. No, it's women and men empowering each other. And you've got other big breaking news. We're going to hit the final segment that's so huge. And the promo piece we've got is so staggering, where you and others actually have the proof. You infiltrated the leftist troll farm out there posting racist comments and creating division. I mean, if people get this report coming out, it could blow up the Death Star politically. They'll say, Jones actually wants to. That's a metaphor, folks. I know our viewers and listeners get it, but every time I do that, it's Jones wants to blow up a Death Star. We're not sure where the plastic explosives are. The point is it could bring down their whole house of cards and just show not just the censorship, but the coordinated evil. But Millie, I'm going to say it. You helped get Caitlin Bennett working for InfoWars. You've got a lot of other people you want to get on board. And you're not just female-centric in that most of the reporters you want to hire are women. That's who's really, I'm not just saying this to like brownie points with women. It's just true, are women. And that's why we need funds to pay for the plane tickets, the cars, the film. People like Caitlin only wanted money to pay her expenses. She's awesome. So it comes down to that. We need people to buy products at InfoWarsStore.com and realize we're swinging for the fences here, and we're knocking home runs and grand slams routinely. Folks, there's nowhere where you can go buy products and get great products at the same time fund individuals and organizations that are dead in the crosshairs of the globalists, because we bring the pain to the globalist. It's always clutch time here. And I got to say it, InfoWars is kind of the Tom Brady of news and information. And so we need your prayers. We need your support. We need you to support local stations. That means thank them. That means send them a $100 bill as a tithe every month. Because if your preachers aren't covering the pedophile rings in your town, they're part of it. So, yes, please tithe. It's not tax deductible to the Mark of the Beast system. Buy some Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Buy some X2 that's now back in stock by a miracle. We've got it back to good halogen. Buy our great turmeric bodies, all the amazing anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. It's the best turmeric out there. Whatever you do, get free shipping, 50% off right now. The sale's got to end soon. There's a lot of stuff selling out. And thank you for your support. All right, Millie, thanks for holding while I went over your incredible report. Let's get into Beto and how empty-eyed he looked. Then we can play for TV viewers without audio, just the first part where she asked the question. I mean, he is truly a slave, truly a vacant, empty avatar of a dark spider-like force. He's like the spider down the hole that has hit the clown on its finger. This hit-and-run individual, this liar, this guy running caravans in the U.S. But, I mean, there he is looking at you, And, I mean, this is who they've got to offer. Tell us what it was like to actually be there.
Well, you know, Beto puts on this persona that, you know, it's all about Beto, and he has this charismatic vibe about him, kind of similar to Obama. But really, don't be fooled, because he's displaying many of the characteristics of a sociopath. And some of the statements he made when he's a teenager that he recently apologized for, where he envisioned and imagined mowing down children with a car, it gives you a tell that this man is possibly a sociopath, and that's why he acts like this narcissist. I mean, he just wanted to take selfies with everyone. And
they love it. I mean, he's a nobody with a bunch of other nobodies who want to believe they brushed greatness, when it's not a sociopath, mentally. It's psychotic to say you want to kill kids.
Oh, it is. And, you know, that's why I was trying to, because he likes to put on this image that he's all about humanity and he cares about children, and he cares about people. And, you know, that's why I wanted to ask him what his stance was on third trimester abortions, to see what his reaction would be. Is he going to stand up for humanity, small children that can't defend themselves in the womb, that are viable? Or is he going to go along and toe that Democrat line, and that line that the globalists want to push for depopulation, which is promoting and pushing third trimester abortions? And without fail, Beto O'Rourke essentially endorsed third trimester abortions. He said he supported it. He said the woman has the right to choose. I trust her. That's what he says. And he was followed by applause and cheering from many of the liberals that were in the crowd there. And this whole women's right to choose, oh, it sounds so innocent, but don't be fooled. And the truth was revealed when these leftists came up to me screaming, acting almost demonically possessed, harassing me, yelling, angry, frothing at the mouth, calling me a pig because, you know, I just asked a question about, you know, abortion and whether he wants to support killing third trimester babies. You know, it really was revealing. One lady even compared the children to cows. She said, oh, I bet you eat cows. I'm like, I don't compare unborn babies to cows.
From a leftist, we're all animals compared to them. So if you're eating animals, humans are animals. She's telling you what she thinks of you.
It reminds me literally of like Cain and Abel. When Cain, you know, he offered up meat. Or no, Cain was the one who killed his brother and offered up the vegetables, like these vegan vegetarians, and he killed Abel. He killed his brother. So he saw nothing wrong with killing his brother, a human, but he didn't want to kill an animal to offer it up to God. I mean, that's kind of how these vegans think. Most of these vegetarian vegans that are liberals and leftists, they think, oh, there's nothing wrong with aborting human babies, but, oh, you are evil, you're a murderer.
They're into the power of killing humans. It's a religion.
And you know what's crazy? When he pulled up to this event, Beto pulled up in a minivan. It was like a total PR publicity stunt. They were trying to make him look like this likable, relatable guy. It was at a bar where people could drink beer, so that, you know, this hole-in-the-wall bar was going to appeal and establish rapport with people. And, of course, it was such a small venue, they had overflow. But that's because he couldn't draw such a large crowd in a place like Ohio where most people don't know about him.
I'll just say this. He has that mentally ill, psychotic, kind of schizophrenic look that Bernie Sanders has. And when you deal with these type of psychotics, all they think is, I'm going to rule. I'm going to run them. I'm supposed to be in charge. And, of course, you now hear his quotes. I'm born to be president. I will run things now. He's even worse than Obama, where all he was a state rep and couldn't even stay in that. Not like he was a state senator, then a senator, then president. He's just, I'm Beto. I now am your leader.
Beto has been trying to avoid coming out and revealing his policies and his stance on certain issues that are controversial, because he's sticking to the more friendly ones, like, oh, legalizing marijuana, you know, opinions that are more moderate. He's staying away from these touchy subjects because he doesn't want to scare people away. And most people don't know what his stances are on these policies. So that's why
I just don't know how people don't see that he's clearly a horrible, criminal, evil demon. Not just a hit-and-run guy that worships killing children or, you know, eats dirt and vets in the news. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us.
There is no one more empty, no one more absolutely husk-like than Beto O'Rourke and maybe AOC. And they signify the vapid emptiness of the millennial voter who is in a leftist cult in echo chambers believing they've arrived. These are the kids who either wanted to be class president or were class president, and then now high school and college is over, and they want to make the whole world this place where they say what's cool, they say what's not, they censor, they control. And they just create these grand falloons these things that don't matter, that's a Kurt Vonnegut term, that they then celebrate. And AOC and Pedo O'Rourke, I don't respect him, so I'd never say his name right. People keep saying, you know, his name's Beto or Beto or whatever it is, to the point you don't know, right? Because he's a joke. Because it's not his name. They just do that to patronize Hispanics. I'm sick of it. Oh, my name's Alejandro. Give me a break. He's a predator. Period. But Millie Weaver's doing a great job. She and others just infiltrated these leftist troll farms that go out and pose as racist conservatives. This is coming out in the near future. It's a production of NewsWars.com. We're very proud of that. We'll have the full investigative reports posted in NewsWars when these break in the next 48 hours. That's coming up next segment. But please don't forget, when you get the fluoride-free toothpaste, when you get the great Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, when you get the Wake of America coffee, when you get our great protein bars, when you get our great colloidal silver, when you get our great Sleep Aid Knockout, and all the other amazing products, the t-shirts, the books, the films, at InfoWarsStore.com. When you sign up for auto ships, you don't forget each month or every 2 months, every three. You know, you can click every 15 days to get the product again, every month, for 2 months, up to 6 months. They have little boxes. Cancel anytime for free. You get an additional 10% off, and then that way you always get the toothpaste or the coffee or the protein bars or the type of things you're going to want to reorder. And it's those staples that then you just know you're funding the InfoWar. You know you're doing your part in a big way. That goes so far to block all the globalist lawsuits and to block all their attacks and to expand and to metastasize in a good way and to get more reporters and be more hardcore. And to not give up, but you are the oxygen and the guts and the blood of this operation and the eyes and the ears. And we make it so easy, ladies and gentlemen. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com today, whether it's shortwave radios you want or knives or survival gear or great supplements like Brain Force or Turbo Force. They're all there. But we're going to run this special throughout the month. 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. But a few things are going to have to get pulled, like the protein bars and Turbo Forces are about to sell out. And then I guess the next thing we're getting close to is the fish oil. We have it for adults. It's the highest rated, the cleanest, the best. And for the kids, it doesn't give you a little bit of burpees. And then the wild harvested salmon from the fjords of Northern Europe, it doesn't give you burpees. The krill is the highest rated, strongest, best for you out there. But it gives you fish burps. I'm not going to lie to anybody. You try to buy the denatured stuff, it isn't effective. They have to cook it so it doesn't have the fish taste. Your brain's made of this stuff. Your arteries are made of it. It's talk about energy. It's krill oil is the best there is. And we have ultimate krill oil. But I'm going to tell you, it's not been pasteurized. It's not been boiled. It's had the mercury removed, and that's it. It's raw concentrate. And it's all about to sell out, 50% off. But Honor Roll is amazing as well. It's a spectrum of fish oils for your children. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, back to Millie. Millie, I've been ranting. I've been ranting. I'm trying to shut up and give you the floor. So you're in the midst of these monsters. Beto supporters demonically attack female reporter verbally. I think that's really what happened here. Continue on and then give us a prelude to what's coming up next segment with your great infiltration.
Okay, so after, you know, the screaming and the harassment happened inside of the event, I walked outside and there were still crowds of these attendees that were going to this Beto event. Now, before the event, some of the attendees said they didn't even know what Beto's policies were, and that's why they were coming to hear him out, because Beto's been so hush about his policies because he doesn't want to scare away people with some of his more extreme far-left progressive policies. So once the cat was out of the bag with these, you know, third trimester abortion policies he wants to push, it actually stirred up contention amongst the people attending. Some people were attacking me, and then other people jumped out and started defending life, defending these unborn babies. And it actually stirred up fighting and contention amongst the attendees. And it showed that this subject, third trimester abortions, has the potential to actually split the Democratic base, because the moderate Democrats actually don't want third trimester abortions. A Gallup poll came out and it revealed that only 13% of Americans are for third trimester abortions. So that's why this video is so important. And many of you guys out there really should be spreading the links to this content. You can find my video, Millennial Millie on YouTube or Millie Weaver on Facebook or Millie underscore Weaver on Twitter. But these videos need to be out there. They need to be shared. People need to expose Beto O'Rourke for his progressive extreme ideals of wanting to abort completely viable babies that you could just do a C-section and remove them safely from the mother in the womb and give them a chance at life. Yes, some of them, they might not make it, but you can at least give them, you know, life resuscitation and life support to help them to live. So please go ahead and share those videos. And Alex, you know, as far as this other special report that I have coming out soon, the leftist troll farm video, this is going to be a huge report. You can find the trailer as well on my channel, Millennial Millie. I don't know if you wanted to get into that this segment, Alex.
Oh, I do. We're gonna come back in the next break and play the trailer. But, you know, we know the left goes out and poses as conservatives. That's how they woke up Candace Owens. She had a powerful site she built. So they would target her as right-wingers. They were going to get her, and suddenly leftists contacted. But she tracked their IP addresses and found the leftists were threatening and harassing her to then get her to go to them and be protected by them. It's what the colleges do. So they run false flags routinely, and you basically caught this group doing that.
Well, what we caught them doing was essentially creating a troll farm, and our infiltrator essentially got in. These were all password-protected platforms, essentially, that these troll groups would use to operate in. They're operating in encrypted message boards so that they can share all their information without having it traced back to them. And they would give each other instructions how to hide their VPNs, essentially their fingerprints on the Internet, so that when they're doing all this trolling, creating all of these fake accounts, posing as right-wing extremists, in order to troll content creators like myself, a conservative, and other conservatives out there to paint us and color us as extremists, they could do that safely without being outed or doxxed or found out. So the whole point of this troll farm was essentially to paint and color people like InfoWars, Breitbart, myself, Jack Posobiec. I mean, some of these people are literally mentioned and targeted in these threads. And the idea is put all these comments and give directives to these trolls to make it appear that they are extremist or racist, homophobic, hateful, that these are breeding grounds for hate, so that then they can point the finger at us, at the conservatives.
And that's exactly what Oliver Darcy, that's exactly what Oliver Darcy came out last week and said. He goes, we have to ban everybody because, you know, there's hateful comments at InfoWars. So that's their next thing. And of course, they're famously, probably Darcy himself, I would imagine, in there typing it himself.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure Darcy's getting the same directives that the same people are giving the directives to this troll farm. I mean, he literally quotes one of the directives verbatim in one of his tweets.
Wow. We're going to come back with a trailer for this, and then Millie will tell us when the full report, Project Veritas level stuff's coming out. Stay with us.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Here's the trailer for the big bombshell Millie Weaver of InfoWars.com is about to drop.
Seriously, I wanted to see what it was like to be inside of one of these Discord groups that were propagating the Yang Gang meme.
So we had an undercover infiltrate a leftist troll farm the last week. And what's interesting is this troll farm was getting actual directives on how to sow division and discontent.
And their belief currently is that the United States is going to collapse and that we should do everything possible to make that as quickly as possible.
Prior to anyone reporting it, we obtained documents which have subsequently been leaked on 4chan that connect to the New Zealand shooter's manifesto.
You've got an insider watching in live time them troll you.
Yes.
There was a large effort to do a file dump of the Discord servers that appeared to be where these memes were being coordinated from.
This New Zealand shooting happened, and we're watching the troll farms come into action.
There was a shooting in Christchurch, New Zealand, being blamed on a self-confessed white supremacist who several hours before the attack submitted a manifesto to 8chan.
Where I discovered a network of text documents and posts that link to each other.
So you're saying you've got the proof of their pulling this crap, and then Oliver Darcy, that snake, says shut down InfoWars, they've got racist commenters.
That's right.
On Friday again, waking up to accelerationists shooting up a mosque that published a manifesto quite like the Endgame if they're propagated on 4chan and other social media sites for the act of accelerationism.
The release of documents several days ago on 4chan and 8chan were basically the game plan to influence the public discourse on the message boards.
Literal psyops going on right now on the American public.
To basically drive the United States into the wall, to put the foot on the accelerator,
which is to accelerate things to its inevitable point as quickly as possible,
to sow more hatred.
Sure, so they want full spectrum dominance.
This could be seen as a perhaps a grassroots effort by disaffected groups to spoil the plan of the globalists, or it could be seen as a plan by the globalists to basically induce chaos into a system that they're losing control of.
We must ask ourselves, how much of the supposed hate speech that we see on the internet today is really just artificial?
Rather than lose control of meme culture, of the internet, of public discourse, maybe they want to drive us into open conflict using the concept of accelerationism and therefore scare people, cause civil war, cause the meme war to erupt into a shooting war.
To get the United States to be destroyed or get $1,000 in the process.
But if you read the WikiLeaks, they want to collapse the U.S., they want to collapse the borders, they want to say America's evil and racist and has to be brought down. I mean, we know that's real because of the propaganda and the documents. But, Millie, we have Candace Owens. She named the group. She showed the emails where she was prominent, good-looking, well-spoken, a mainline liberal, not a leftist. She wanted to create an internet system to unify people, so they had the left threaten her, attack her. She was smart enough to check IP addresses and learn that it wasn't right-wing doing it with the left offering to save her. It was them. It was literal CIA operatives like Gloria Steinem, but 2.0, leftist, quote, feminist, who really just create farms of caged women they control. As soon as you get to university now, they take the nerd kids off the bus. They go, there's a KKK rally tonight. Then somebody puts a swastika on their dorm, and they come. They go, it's all right, we're going to keep you safe. Come in here. They're like, we're going to give you fisting lessons now, literally, or pedophilia is good, we're going to teach you. And then they're just brought into this devil cult of Antifa professors and weirdos. And I mean, you cannot make up how evil they are. And they're literally mind-screwing terrorists. Most of these groups are run by psychologists, psychiatrists. I mean, this is a cult. Millie, I'm sorry. We've lost your audio. Maybe that's on your end, or is that on our end?
Oh, it's on mine. Okay.
No, no, it's not on yours. Go ahead and start over.
So what we have here is we have this group of accelerationists, essentially the young generation that are anarchists, Antifa, essentially radicals, that are the ones operating the troll farm, and they're buying into this idea of accelerationism where you create extremists on the right, extremists on the left, you create all this acceleration until chaos erupts, and then they think that, you know, people are going to find a middle ground,
or they
might destroy America. I mean, these people are radicals, essentially. So this group of radicals are being utilized by the globalists who have this narrative, because their narrative is essentially to use these groups that they're paying, essentially, to create this radical appearance on websites like InfoWars or Breitbart or on my YouTube channel, on other people's YouTube channels. So on social media, they'll attack certain videos, certain content, certain articles. And what they do is, look, go look in the comment threads. Look, these are all a bunch of hate pockets. They're creating hate. All their commenters, the people commenting and watching their content are being radicalized. We need to shut them down. We need
and
to
Millie,
censor
let me throw
them.
This in there. Regardless of the documents or the whistleblower you have, and that looks like it's accurate, we have YouTube a month ago saying, if you have bad comments, we're going to suspend you. Well, they know full well they just go make the bad comments and now they can bring you down. But, of course, leftist sites, they can do whatever they want. So you're absolutely right. This is their game plan. Oliver Darcy has signaled that. He quarterbacks that for CNN along with Brian Stelter. So they are doing this. And in the main, your report is incredibly accurate. What do we do about this?
Well, Alex, do you remember months ago when I was warning about a possible terrorist attack or something along those lines, that
would be used to demonize social media and free speech and essentially further ban people on the conservative side that are pushing for liberty, and how Facebook already purchased the government ID verification systems and technologies ahead of time. This is something that they've been working toward. The globalists, they want this government ID for all social media accounts to be mandatory. They want to be able to justify that legislation from our congressmen and senators.
And they're going to use the global troll war to get it. They're saying 10 years in prison in New Zealand if you possess the video. Well, Zapruder shot Kennedy getting his head blown off, and he won awards. So, and again, on PBS, they show Nazis shooting people in pits. Since when? I don't want to show it. I'm not going to show it. We've showed blurred versions like CNN has, but CNN's allowed to. That supposedly we're not. So this is just crazy.
And, you know, we're not saying that the New Zealand shooting or Christchurch shooting didn't happen and that people didn't die. We're saying these things did happen. But what we're saying is that it's possible, it's likely that the shooter was actually engaging in this subculture of accelerationism where you go out and troll online, and he took it to the next level, potentially trolling in the real life and enacting a shooting.
And Millie, you just hit the nail on the head. When you talk about this accelerationism and creating the crisis, it's the dialectic. It's the Hegelian dialectic. That's what Charlie Manson was doing. He was being managed by San Francisco and L.A. elite. That's admitted. Theodore Kaczynski was in the CIA in MKUltra. That's admitted. That's mainline news, folks. Don't believe me. Type in Unabomber with CIA, Unabomber MKUltra. Just click Google Images. It has the news articles, you know, from the 1990s showing it. So there's this obsession in the intelligentsia and in the intelligence agencies about a global crisis, just like AOC says there won't be any humans in 12 years. Well, that's because the globalists actually have a plan and a timeline around those lines to bring in bioweapon releases, huge wars, and out of that, the new Silicon Human rises. And that's what Elon Musk has talked about at these elite meetings. So people laugh at AOC. She's being told this by high-up people because they're really considering doing this.
One of the interesting things that we saw was that we were watching this troll farm before the New Zealand shooting, and they were in full mode, trolling, engaging. It was reaching its climactic moment. As soon as the New Zealand church shooting happened, essentially they instantly panicked. You saw this weird movement and activity inside the troll farm. You saw people starting to delete stuff and start to remove the posts, remove the links, essentially do dumps. And it was like the people inside got freaked out and all wanted to back out of the troll farm. So we saw that. We thought that looks really suspicious, this weird activity that's happening here. But if you want to find the full report, we will be releasing it tomorrow on my YouTube channel, Millennial Millie on YouTube.
Well, that's amazing. And again, folks, YouTube just came out and said that they are going to – no, that's not the article. That's the wrong article we put on screen. Not a big deal. People know that's not the article. I'll find it during the break. YouTube came out about 3 weeks ago. I saw this on Joe Rogan's podcast. You had the article up there. And YouTube said we may start banning channels if you have hateful comments. So that's the headline. YouTube may ban channels or penalize channels that have hateful comments. Stay there, Millie. We're going to come back and talk about this in the third hour. Then I'm going to open the phones up. I've got a bunch of other reports as well. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make